My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Hi guys, welcome back to the People Building Podcast. Today, if you are watching, you will see that I am outside. For the rest of you, you're just going to get all the outside noises. Sorry about that. I am currently in sunny Bulgaria. I would love to say I'm on holiday, and it really freaking annoys me when I get these messages from people going, I hope you're having a lovely holiday. Like, the truth is, the majority of the time I've been inside working, this is maybe my second, third day off. It's hardcore doing what I do, first world problems and all of that. So in today's show, I'm going to be talking to you about how we deal with loss. I have a feeling this is another topic area that I've probably addressed in the past when we used to do the old iTunes only show, but it's something that I wanted to touch upon today because it's something that I've dealt with personally recently and also in respect of a few clients that I've worked with. So I think there's some key things that we can perhaps draw upon from a not NLP perspective that could be helpful in allowing us to move on as swiftly and comfortably as possible when we've gone through a situation where we've lost someone or something that's valuable to us. So the first thing is, of course, that really annoying thing of just having to wait. Time is a healer. It's just sometimes you'd like the time to pass by a little bit faster so that you can get to the healing a little bit quicker. And that is in some respects possible. But what you have to accept is that your progress from one day to the next may feel very, very minimal, if any at all. What you have to get good at doing is not just thinking about how you were today compared to how you were yesterday. You have to get good at kind of backtracking a little bit further. Now, obviously, the closer the time is to the loss having just happened, that's going to be less easy to do. But as the days and weeks pass by, what you will be able to do is begin to make those positive comparisons between how things were at the very beginning and how you are now. And you will start to notice that over time, and although it's an uneven progress, that over time you do start to get better. Now, when I talk about uneven progress, what I mean is that it peaks and troughs from one day to the next. But if you imagine that we have like an ambiguous graph here, for those of you that are listening on iTunes, soz. But just imagine that on our graph, we start in the bottom corner and we don't just have a straight line peaking up to the top corner on the other side. Instead, it wiggles as it goes, which means from one day to the next, there's going to be maybe I feel so much better today. And then the next day or in the next moment, no, still not there yet. But overall, the progress is happening. Nothing travels in a straight line. Even Superman in his lift dips first. So nothing is kind of on a directly upward trajectory. It may look that way from a distance. So you might look at other people and go, huh, they seem to be doing really well. They're just on an upwards trajectory. But actually they're not. There is still peaking and troughing going on. And only they would know about it because they're the ones experiencing it. But from a distance, it can look really different. Another way in which we can manage loss a little better is to compare what we've been through in the same way that you would maybe compare the experience of having had a dream. Have you ever had a really weird dream that when you woke up the next morning, it slightly disturbed you, or it maybe left you feeling really sad? Like, I've had dreams before where I've cried in my sleep and woken myself up with the crying. Likewise, I've also woken myself up with laughing at something in my dreams too. But maybe you've had a dream before where, maybe you dreamt your partner was having an affair. And then in the moment that you woke up, it felt like it was so real and you were maybe even upset with them for the rest of the day. But ultimately, you reach a point where you go, it's okay, it was just a dream. Now, I'm not saying that we want to kind of move on and forget stuff that's happened or people that have been part of our lives that we've lost. But it can be a useful frame for when you just need to get yourself out of the funk that goes with feeling that sadness and discomfort. You know, if it's affecting your productivity or your ability to connect and do what you're supposed to be doing in your life, then putting the "it was just a dream" frame around it can be really helpful, because if your brain can learn to accept that, oh, that was just something that happened and it wasn't actually as real as I'm making it out to be, then it can lessen some of the discomfort that you're experiencing in that moment. Likewise, another way of lessening your discomfort is with distraction, good old-fashioned distraction, like keep yourself busy, do stuff. I really like the distraction of a reinvention. So if I've been through a difficult time or I've experienced a significant loss, then something that helps me to move on quickly within a decent period of time, such that I can start to feel okay with myself again, is to do a reinvention of some kind. And that might mean clearing out my wardrobe and getting new stuff. It might mean changing how I'm doing my hair or makeup. It might mean, like, if I had a job, I might consider getting a new job. Just something that shakes things up and changes the circumstances. Tidying up the garden, whatever it might be. Something that gives you that sense of it's new and we're starting from fresh. You know, we're starting from scratch. This is a new phase of life. So that the loss that you've experienced doesn't just end at the point of the loss. That what comes out of it on the other side is something good, maybe even something better, something beautiful. Now, that doesn't take away the the sadness, but it helps you to move through and past that sadness so that you can start to live in a healthy and happy way all over again. I remember when my granddad passed away, and it was just like so sad, and my nan and granddad had been together for decades, so I can only imagine what it would have been like for her to have had that kind of a loss experience in her life. On the other side of it, one of the interesting things that happened was, so some of you are going to relate to this, back in the sort of 70s/80s, there used to be a style of wallpaper which looked like wood. It looked like the grain of wood. So my nan and granddad had this wallpaper in their front lounge, and my granddad freaking loved it. Like, he was all about the wood. So there was this like wood style wallpaper that was like half of the lounge, and my nan hated it, but she was never gonna win that argument. So on the other side of my granddad having passed away, she did a reinvention, although she wouldn't have called it that back then, I wouldn't have thought, but one of the next things that happened was that freaking wallpaper came down and she redecorated, and it was an opportunity to start from fresh, because not only did it perhaps take away some of the uncomfortable memories of constantly seeing that wallpaper and constantly being reminded of him, it just meant that she was kind of putting her own stamp on things and saying, this is how we move forward from here. So on that note, talking about the grandparents, the other thing that I wanted to mention is around how change is good. You know, sometimes when we're caught up in the loss of something, it just feels painful, and it's really difficult to see that anything good could come out of that experience at all. But the truth is, it can. Even the loss of someone that was really close to you, or someone that you loved a great deal, can still bring about some good things later. You just don't always know about them straight away in that particular moment. So for example, I had a conversation with my cousins recently about how we would get on with our granddad if he were to sort of come back, like right now, and be the him that he was with the us that we are now. Because the truth is that we've changed a lot over the years, and I think on the most part for the better. But if my granddad hadn't have evolved with us, and he were to just come back as he was, as the granddad that we knew before he passed away, I think there would be a real conflict. So, for example, my granddad was really quite racist and homophobic. And all of those things that, for some reason, people seem to get away with a lot more in the 80s than they do now. And I think that if he were to come back now and still have those same sorts of views, we would be really challenging towards him about having those views, and we really wouldn't like it. And the sad thing is, it would be quite difficult to still get on with him and to appreciate him in the same way that we did when we were kids. So part of loss is change, and part of change is also evolution. Things evolve. Who you are now is not the same you that you will be in a few years' time. Your ideas, your values, and all of the things that make you you will have slightly shifted, or they'll just have an extra layer of something else that's pretty cool about you that gets added in on top. You know, you'll become another version of yourself. All of the fundamental stuff, you know, all of those old memories and experiences will still be there, but you'll just be a new and upgraded model of who you are now. And so for that reason, loss isn't always as bad as it seems at the time. Sometimes loss gives us an opportunity to go through a change and an evolution and to come out the other side of it as an even better person. So, if you are experiencing a sense of loss in your life at the moment, my thoughts and my love is with you. And know that you won't always feel this way. You are going to get better every day and in every way. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I very much look forward to seeing you again on the next one. If you are not already subscribed to this channel, then go ahead and do that now. And if you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and make sure that you hit the notifications bell next to the subscribe button so that you get notified the next time I upload. Thank you for joining me today, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye!